I feel like people are being pandered to right now. No one's being pushed outside of anything they want to do. Yeah, live your truth, whatever. I'm here to offer an alternative opinion. I'm Danielle Elizabeth, and this is my podcast. Aren't podcasts supposed to have cute names and stuff, though? This week, I want to talk about the power of truth. I want to talk about the difference between your truth versus the truth. And everyone saying, speak your truth is very popular right now and very common. And I believe that it's done with good intentions. So I don't want to like bring the hammer down on anyone who I think is in their mind differentiating between the two. But what I just want to make sure that people clarify and understand whenever we talk about the difference between your truth and the truth. So I want to start off by saying that I personally believe in an absolute truth. I believe in an absolute right and wrong, a moral compass, if you will, that needs or is supposed to point true north, and that part of life is figuring this out. I believe that there are truths that we do not know and will not know until we get to the afterlife. And I think that some things have been attempted to be discovered and uncovered as far as truth goes. And I think that we are getting closer. But I also think that, like I just said, there's just some things that we'll never know. There's just a lot of things that we will never know or fully understand or comprehend. And that's okay. It's okay to have questions. It's okay to not have all the answers. So I don't want to come off as I think I have all the answers. I'm just saying I believe that there are answers out there, that there is a right, there is a wrong, there is a truth, there is a lie. And I think that it's important to make a distinction there in today's society. And in high school, I remember I took a class called What is Your Worldview? And I went to a Christian high school. And so a lot of our curriculum involved classes like this that were special studies. And this one stuck with me probably more than any other class or lesson like this. It was a video segment type Bible study thing. It wasn't really a Bible study though. It was very like worldview based. It was very factually driven. It was based on a lot of statistics. And this was actually in the 90s. This would have been like late 90s, early 2000s that I took this class. And I want to say that the curriculum was developed in like the early 90s. And it was a focus on the family study that we did. And it basically started telling us, I'm in like the 9th or 10th grade learning about this, but it started explaining to us that your worldview is what shapes your idea of truth. And a lot of people grow up with different truths taught to them. And knowing like that we were coming at it from a Christian worldview and explaining that and the difference of coming at things from a Christian worldview versus a secular one and other religious worldviews, it actually helped explain it to me in a way that made me understand and empathize with people who disagreed with my faith. So instead of just writing them off as crazy or going to hell in a handbasket and not really understanding where they're coming from in their disagreement or their atheism or agnosticism, it actually empowered me to listen instead of just rejecting it at their first question or their first denial of what I believe to be true. And I think that a lot of times what we see on social media these days is people are arguing from two different worldviews. They're never going to agree on what they're discussing, ever, 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 ever. Unless you're able to sit them down in the same room and talk to them for hours upon hours and years upon years, or in person, face to face, they might come to an agreement. But on social media, like the reason we don't change anyone's minds is there's not the time or space or grace for anyone to change their worldview enough to understand where someone else is coming from. So there's a difference between speaking your truth and speaking the truth through your personality and experience. And the difference is your feelings. Your feelings are not always truth. It may be true that you are having these feelings, but that doesn't mean that your feelings are always in line with truth. And I feel like there's no line anymore to define what is crazy or wrong. Everything is right and okay according to this thought process that if it's my feelings, then it's my truth. And now let me be clear. I don't have a problem with people sharing their feelings. I have a problem with the hijacking of the word truth in place of feelings. Like, hashtag speak your feelings. I'm all for that. I think that's great. If you want to share what's on your heart and on your mind and what's been bothering you or what you're going through, yes. But let's remember that sometimes our feelings are liars, right? And as I said last week, to kind of touch on what I was saying, because it's like, oh, well, last week you told us to break the rules. This week you're saying like there's an absolute right and an absolute wrong. It's like, yeah, I am saying that. I am saying that there are laws of nature. What goes up must come down. There are lines that can be crossed. Like I was saying last week, I don't think you should lie, cheat, or steal in order to get ahead. I don't feel like that's breaking a rule. I feel like that's crossing a line into sinning and into destructive behavior that's going to ruin your life. Even if you don't subscribe to the idea of sin and all of that, if you're not a believer, you can still subscribe to certain behaviors being destructive in your life. So I just want to point out that it is a feeling to want to kill someone. That's a feeling. It starts as an emotion. Murder starts in the heart, right? So that's a feeling. So if we're telling people to live their truth, how are we not encouraging people to act on those desires, regardless of how depraved they may or may not be? If we go down this rabbit hole and this slippery slope of speaking your truth and living your truth, regardless of who it hurts or offends or whatever, where's the line? You know, people have racist feelings. And that's very big today. It's like, okay, that's not okay. We've all agreed as a society that that's over the line. So there are some things that are over the line. We need to remember that not every feeling that we have is a good one and a right one and one that needs to come out of our mouths. But I honestly think one of the biggest dangers here is that people just stop seeking truth altogether and get complacent. And I think that that happens because people are like, oh, well, the truth is inside of me. Like, it's my truth. Okay, end game. That's it. That's the point of life, right? But then I think that leads to complacency. And then I think complacency leads to depression. And I think it's because you know in your heart that there is an absolute truth out there, but it just gets too complicated to find it and to seek it out. It's too risky. It's too politically incorrect. Like, it's not PC anymore to say that your feelings are not always true. Another saying that I've seen on social media is, fear is a liar. Well, fear is a feeling. So how can fear be a liar, but no other emotion be a liar? Right? So we have to start thinking about our worldview and what that is. And is it in line with logic and facts that all line up in this column, or are they all over the place? Do we take a little bit from here and a little bit from there? And, oh, I really love this quote on social media about fear is a liar. Like, I love that. I think that's great. I think it's a great motivation, but you better make sure that your other beliefs are lining up as well. And once again, I just want to be clear and say that I'm not saying that your feelings are not valid, that you shouldn't speak to someone about your feelings, or if you have dark feelings, especially suicidal, you really need to be speaking with someone. And I've seen a lot lately about suicide awareness, and a lot of the posts are like, suicide awareness, suicidal thoughts are normal. Like, I have suicidal thoughts, you have suicidal thoughts, we all have had suicidal thoughts. And it's like, Sure, maybe, if we want to go down that path. But is that really what we want to do, is be normalizing this? Or do we want to call out the lie and replace it with the truth? So if people are walking around with the mindset that they're a mistake and we're telling people to live your truth, then in their mind, there's no escape from that feeling. If that's their truth, then they have no hope. They have no hope of ever escaping that or who they are. And I believe that when we say things like live your truth or whatever you feel is your truth, then we're validating the lie that will ultimately lead to their destruction. And I know that in our minds, it's innocent and it's encouraging, and we think that we're helping people. We think that we are really helping people to live their truth. We think that that is really going to help them. But I believe that statistics are showing that we're doing something wrong. And I don't just believe it's drugs, and I don't just believe it's mental illness or video games. I think people are very confused. I think people are very sad and lonely. And instead of replacing those lies with the truth, we're just telling people to lean into it. And I think it might make the people that you tell that to, I think it makes them feel better in the moment. And I think it makes us feel better in the moment telling people that. But next time you are tempted to say those words or hashtag those words, think about it. I want to start being more aware and thinking about what I say and when I say it and how I say it. And one of the things I want to start doing is being careful to speak the truth. So hashtag speak the truth through your personality. Like that, and I honestly think that that's what a lot of people mean when they say that. I don't think that everyone that's ever hashtagged that is a bad person, or anyone who's ever hashtagged that is a bad person. I just think that we just need to be careful, because I think that we're just telling people, whatever you feel, man, that is your truth. Whatever your experience is, that is your truth. And while it is true that you had that experience or you have those feelings, those experiences and those feelings may not be in line with the truth of who God says you are, which is his child, whom he values and loves dearly. And that is what I think we're challenged to do. Is it sounds scary and very politically incorrect to call out the lie in someone's life, the lie that they're believing. And there's a right way and a wrong way to do it, for sure. There is a way to go about doing that. And it's not by walking around calling people liars or saying, I think you're wrong. It's doing it in love, truly, and reaching down into someone's darkness with them, and in the gentlest way possible, reminding them that they are loved and they are valued. I honestly think if we don't get a handle on this, that we're going to keep seeing record suicides every year. Because we've told people that feelings are king. As long as it makes you feel good, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. But tell that to the families who have survived suicide. Tell that to my husband. Tell that to his mom, who are now left to pick up the pieces of their lives after their brother and son killed himself last year. Because somewhere, my brother-in-law started to believe the lie as truth that this world would be better off without him, that he would be better off dead. And yes, there is a big dose of mental illness factored in there as well. But at the core, it's because he started to believe lies as truth. And he was being told by society, social media, validated everything around him, 13 Reasons Why on Netflix, and all of these different songs and TV shows out there about wanting to end your, like, isn't there a Billie Eilish song about wanting to end your life? I don't know. I'm just, there's this push to be inclusive And while we don't want to reject anyone or make them feel badly for having these thoughts, to just put a blanket statement out there that, like, it's okay if you feel this way is not good. And to say that, like, whatever you decide to do, whatever you feel like you want to do is right, that's not okay either. Because we have created a world where truth is what you want it to be and lies aren't real. And people are getting very, very confused. So in this world of truth and lies, and what I'm saying of there being an absolute truth and an absolute right and an absolute wrong, that means that people can be in the right, people can be in the wrong. People can be good, people can be bad. There is sin, there is not, right? Even if you are wrong or caught in a confusing lie of a life, you are still valuable and worthy of love. That's the key, is we think that if someone is struggling with something that makes them bad, that makes them unlovable too. And it reinforces the lie that the world would be better off without them. But I think that's why we've swung so hard in this direction of living your truth, is because that's easier to say to somebody, is just live your truth, man, than to say, you know what? You might not have figured it out yet. You might be wrong, but you are so loved. And there is grace for this process and this time of you figuring out who you are. And I almost didn't want to talk about this because this is a touchy subject. This is a very difficult subject on both sides. So I'm going into this with a lot of grace for both sides, but I'm going to say what I want to say. And I want everyone to hear me out on both sides of this issue. We've all heard the quote, love the sinner, hate the sin. I don't love that quote because God does not differentiate between the two. He loves people all the time. Even when they've taken on their sin as their identity, he doesn't confuse the two. He doesn't separate the two. He sees us as his children. And if we are believers, he sees us covered in the blood of Jesus. And if we're not, we're still his children. We're still the bummer lamb. We're still the prodigal son or daughter that he loves and thinks about all the time. And he's not sitting up there counting our sins. That's not who he is. That's not what he's doing. And so when I talk about right or wrong, truth or false, or any of these other black and white issues, I want to point out that I'm only pointing this out because it's going to help us to change the way that we talk to ourselves about it, and say that just because you change the way that you talk about it or view it doesn't make you any less valuable. And I think that that's what we've attempted to bridge the gap between sinners and saints with this PC language, but I don't really think it's helping. I don't think that that is helping anyone. It's not helping either side. It's just confusing everyone. And I think it's more honest to say, you know what? Yeah, I do believe there's a right and a wrong, but I don't believe that that affects your value whatsoever, regardless of which side of that you're on. That we are all equally valuable in God's eyes. And I love you, and I want to be your friend. I need to get a hold of this in my life. I really struggled with this for a long time, and I still struggle with it, but I want to get a better grip on this. And I believe myself that God is slowly transforming me by the renewing of my mind. And he is transforming you by the renewing of your mind. That sinful nature that we all have, that I have, that you have, that everyone has, doesn't just go away because we get saved or start following Jesus. We have to put in the work to renew our minds. and we have to let him refine our lives. Everything can't be true. There has to be a line. If you like this podcast, be sure to subscribe by going to Apple, Spotify, Google, Breaker, or Overcast. New episodes posted every Tuesday at 6 a.m. Eastern. If you'd like to support this podcast, go to anchor.fm/Danielle Elizabeth Inc. and click on support. This podcast is mixed and mastered by Jaren Nix of Desperado Sound.